Blog Talk Radio.
Let's give it up, y'all. Special Friday. Though we don't normally do it on Friday. Except for the young man.
Oh, yeah.
All shout out to Prince.
And Prince, skinny man, died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle. Soon she did the same. At home, there's 17-year-old boys, and there I did fun. Being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, holding a machine gun. And killed everyone inside. He turned on the telly and every other story, telling you somebody died. Such a killer, baby, cause she couldn't afford to feed. Kept sending lockers to the moon. Kept telling my cousin's right reaper for the very first time. Not doing
y'all. It's the sign of the time. Let me make sure we sounding good for everybody. It's a special Friday. You know we don't never come on Friday. Can you hear me out there?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, making sure. Let me know, because you know we on Blog Talk Radio. It may not work all the time, but that's okay. We're going to do what we got to do. We got a special night. You normally know is Wednesday and Sunday for the Helios. But my man, that's why it's called the Dry Bones Connection. It ain't just me. My man Chauncey called because I went up to Fort Lauderdale some months back when 3 was being shown of Hidden Colors. And they had a discussion panel about it. And I went up there and seen it. And, you know, we discussed and we had a good time with the people and everything. But it was a lot of unleft questions. So we didn't really get deep. But I get a call from my man who I met up there. That's Connection. My man Chauncey, appreciate you. Much love, brother, for coming out and coming through. And he introduced me to a friend of his by the name of Brother Carl. And Brother Carl is trying to do some things to bring some type of light to South Florida or the Sunshine State. That's why we call it the Helios. And he said, give Brother Dry Bones a call. And that's what he did. And I said, man, you know, we don't normally do Fridays, but you bring it in, Tariq. Now, she who's going to be here in South Florida tomorrow, those of you out there listening, I'm going to do the announcement now and later on. At the Betty Ferguson Recreational Complex, that is 3000 Northwest 199th Street in Miami Gardens. Much needed for Miami Gardens out there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And it opens up. The doors will open at 6. Y'all better get y'all tickets now in advance because they're $29 in advance. $35 at the door. If you want to take some paparazzi pictures, VIP greet, you know, that's going to be a little bit more. $45. And what this is being called is the More Us Tour. Again, Brother Tariq has been out there giving much props. The movies, the documentary, many of the people on the program of his has been on our program. You know, Dr. Phil been on here, Valentine been on here at least 3 times without no hesitation with a call. Love you, brother. Appreciate you out there in the sunshine in the upper middle part of Florida. Love you. Thank you for always coming through. Then we had Dr. David Himmeltep, who talked about the presence of black people in America. His award-winning book, Brother Himmeltep. I hope you're listening, because see, we're going to have a debate on it and a talk, because I like what this brother has done. He has brought 3, meaning the ground floor. He brought the ground floor of this kind of debate, because we got to debate this history that's supposed to be hidden. And y'all, we had Dr. Cabba on here. I met Dr. Cabba. I'll put some pictures up so y'all know us and our brothers met him. Had a good time up in Fort Lauderdale. But I like the fact that this is not in Fort Lauderdale this time. This is in Miami, the Miami Gardens, home of Jazz in the Garden. So, you know, it's fitting. I'm glad this brother found a place where it's middle ground for everybody. Appreciate that, Brother Carl. Middle ground. For those of you who know, most times us from the bottom got to go all the way to the up to get any type of real light. You know, that's where they always have Quasi at, and we have not organized ourselves properly because my man say it's economic. But he don't have Dr. Claude Anderson. I met Dr. Claude Anderson personally here in Perrine at the church when he first came out with those books. And Dr. Claude saying some things that was prophesied by his own mouth. And I met Shazazaha down here. Many of y'all know when she was coming on the tour when we was hanging out with Khalid Muhammad. For the Nation of Islam, and he broke off. He was down here a lot. And we don't have Chief Warhorse because this thing shows the indigenous people. And Chief Warhorse has a different perspective of black people who came on them ships in some cases because some came as Negro Europeans. And then many of us in South Florida know that many of you seen of the Hebrew Israelites, his last one, he had Yahweh Ben Yahweh in there. Now, those of you who've been on the line with me for years know we got to ask some questions on that one, because in fact. So we're going to have a good time on Friday. I hope everything go well. Prince. Let's talk about Prince. I got to ask Tariq Nasheed about Prince, because I know he out there in the community. You know, Prince was a very instrumental vibe for many years. I'm seeing all his concerts that he came here. You remember, I ain't going to go back where I was, how I was doing, but we had a good time up in, that was in Fort Lauderdale too when he came. And he was throwing down. And let me say this, it's more to the story, y'all. Y'all know we're going to deal with this Sunday on the Helios. I'm not going to dabble into this. But I just want y'all to know I'm doing this because I want people to go and check this out and do your research. Do your research. This is a ground floor event, meaning that it opens up minds. If people who have never heard this, y'all need to take them. It's worth the admission to hear something that they have never heard. I will attest to that. Some people have never heard and have not seen. But we're going to ask about documentary, because there's been three. And it's a lot of controversy with some of them. I hope to see you soon. I told you what time to come on in here, so you got about three more minutes. I said come in at 7:45, because I don't want the people to I don't want to waste nobody's time, because it's Friday night. I know many of you be on happy hour having a good time. Dancing. And you know, in the MIA, it's so much to do because it's always hot. If you want to hang by the beach, you can. I want y'all to make sure y'all keep Tariq Nasheed with bodyguards or somebody watch, because, see, things happen to you in the MIA. You see what happened to Dr. Omar Johnson. Now, he wasn't even in the MIA when this stuff happened. Please, y'all keep eye on this brother. We want this brother to not be injured or defamed in any way possible, because he's trying to get four out. So y'all make sure that happens. So keep a good eye on my brother there, Tariq Nasheed, who's been on a lot of things. I'm going to be honest with you. I only knew him from these prolific documentaries. I mean, you got Francis Quest. You got Nas. You got Paul Mooney. You got Dick Gregory. Umar. Booker T. Coleman. But he ain't Booker T. Coming when he was here. He Dr. Kwame when he was here. David Banner. I mean, you know, y'all seen it. Y'all been there. Y'all watched all three of them, whatever theaters y'all was in. I hope y'all watched them and brought them, because he's on Amazon. I look for the gross. I mean, because that had to be it. For him, he needs to be able to talk about how he got these black folks together. You know how we can be eagles. Francis Quest. Come on. ISIS papers. Been out for a long time. I mean, come on. She passed to the ancestors. And very, very. And a lot of our scholars have passed. So it's very interesting what takes place after our scholars get old. Something we need to have some more talk about. I hope I get an inside talk with my man Tariq Nasheed off the air, so I can tell him some things that probably be very lucrative about what's going on with some of our people. I know he see it firsthand. He been on to the Tonight Show. He been on to the Today Show. He's been on a lot of things. Now, he's taking this tour, which I did not know was happening. I looked at it. Y'all go online, more us. Now, very interesting topic, very interesting name, more us, black us. According to what this, y'all been on Facebook, y'all seen the things that's out there that I put up there for what's happening here tomorrow, y'all. That's tomorrow at the Betty T. Ferguson Complex. That's Northwest, 3000 Northwest 199th Street, Miami Gardens. Y'all need to get there. Doors open at 6. You have enough time to get there. 6 o'clock, doors open. That don't mean he's coming on at 6. That means the doors open at 6. So give yourself a little time to make sure y'all there at somewhere within the next 2 hours. So you'll be there. I'm sure it'll come on around 8. But I ain't the one to make that decision. That's on him. So I'm just speculating, since we've been to so many of these events and so many of our people have been there, for many of our scholarly people, and rightfully so, rightfully so. But we got to come to grips, y'all, that we got to take what's going on and make something happen with what we are hearing. And this brother, to me, is somebody who should be heard. Obviously, by getting all these prolific minds together was a very difficult task. Y'all know how y'all can't get family members together, let alone some intellectuals. So we got to give them props for just that. And then after that, he had to pay them. And if he was able to achieve that, that's a successful venture. And that's something that should be applauded. And to do it three times definitely should be applauded, because I know it's hard to get that to happen. But we got a lot of questions that we got to ask that he may not ask on the dry bones, but hopefully he asks. Y'all be able to ask tomorrow, April 23rd. Y'all show up and see what has to be said. We're going to be there listening, that's for sure. We want to hear what got to be said. What's got to be said? We want to hear this. Because, again, many of you listen to them on all the 10 regions. See, we did this tonight because all 10 regions, now they have not come on. Now, this is not me. I was asked to do this. You know I don't do Wednesdays, but on Sundays. I felt this was special. So I took time out of my schedule. Now, I told the brother to bring him on within the 10, 15 minutes. Right now, we are not on that, but I hope everything's okay. Because, again, this is very important to people who is listening, who you want to come to hear my brother. And, again, there's so much going on. Our minds are so captivated. They don't just kill Prince. Y'all don't think he killed. Look, Obama's in England now talking about what they're going to do to the 10 regions. So Sunday, I'm preparing for Sunday today, come on. Since they ain't on yet, I'm going to talk about what's going to be talked about on Sunday. And I hope my brother Montu, and I hope my brother Patah Seeker listening. I'm sorry to the condolences for Patah Seeker. I want to sorry to the condolences of the Cates family in St. Petersburg. They lost their father. I remember Irene Cates was running for the school board in St. Petersburg. They lost their father. Much love to their family, and hope everything is well. I know he was a pillar to y'all up in St. Petersburg. Montu, we got to get it to him. Sean, Tampa. Tony, Tampa. Credit Man, where are you? People need their credit fixed. Akilah about to save homes next month. Y'all better pay attention, because they talking about your homes in England now. Obama's sitting down. They saying, when are we going to take over? How long shall we wait? And many of you who are falling for the $20 bill thing, you know what that means in symbolic language? It means a runaway dollar. That means hyperinflation is coming. But you so happy to see a black face, because, again, I told y'all brainwashed the black. That's a curse. Blumen Beck of Germany has cursed the minds of the people. Now, I don't. You know, it ain't me talking, it's facts. Because remember, this is the talk where facts matters. And so we just setting it up, because I think, and hopefully my brother will call us and at least let us know what's going on while we waiting patiently for you to come on, brother. Because I know, again, it's Friday night. It's at the MIA. I don't know what's going on. Tariq, y'all seen Brother Tariq Nasheed. I know y'all seen him. Women, I know. If he don't get nothing else, he going to get women up there. That's a fact. Brother wearing a blue suit, he going to get. So I already know, because I've talked to many people, and they love Brother Nasheed. And rightfully so. Hey, ain't no problem for me. I'm telling you like this. I have no problem. And I'm getting some calls in, because I guess they are waiting. I hope this is important. But we're going to have to find out. I hope this is him. Hold on, y'all. Let me see if this is him. Hello? 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 No, he's supposed to call. I'm going to do this. Hold on. Me and him talked earlier. I gave him the number, everything. I did everything. And so I don't know what to tell anybody. I might do it myself. Let me just check, but I'm going to give him a few more minutes. All right. Again, I appreciate y'all taking time out your Fridays to come on here to do this. Again, all I'm trying to do is help South Florida, my domain, and trying to bring light down here. My brother called me and said, I'm bringing Brother Tariq Nasheed on the air for you. He needs you to be there tomorrow at the Betty Ferguson Recreational Complex in Miami Gardens. Doors open at 6. Get your tickets in advance. $29 in advance, $35 at the door. I think that's a no-brainer. Now, again, so much is going on. So I'm going to set up for Sunday until I see something within the next few minutes. What we plan to do on Sunday, on the Helios, is let y'all know the Harriet Tubman thing is the biggest con game being played. It was not done by the president. It was done by the Secretary of the Treasury. They decided to change the money up because they're playing on your emotions. They know you want this. Y'all got her with guns that she did. She was shooting niggas who was trying to run back into slavery. Do y'all want to know the truth? See, that's what's hidden. It was hidden that she was killing niggas for running back into slavery. She had no choice. See, when you walk the trail that we did from our homeland in the Belo Buffalo, where she actually took people to Buffalo, on the low, Lake Erie, and took them into Canada, that's the real deal. That's the real deal. That ain't hidden unless you want it to be. That's what she did. She ain't killed nobody but black folks. Now, how you gonna deal with that one? She made it clear that she knew how to dig to bury bodies so they would not be traced. How she learned? Because she worked for the army. Come on, talk to me. She was espionage. She worked with the Quakers. She worked with who? The Quakers, the Puritans, and the Amish. Ain't that strange? Wonder how that was. So this is where we are at. But this is groundbreaking. My man who put together these documentaries, these are groundbreaking documentaries to build a foundation of discussion and debate. If we can build a foundation of discussion and debate, we might can get somewhere if we can leave the place in harmony, in mayat, meaning that we can leave the place not being afraid that you was wrong. See, if you was wrong, you should be glad. When I found out I was wrong about some shit, like giving my paycheck to some leader, the whole paycheck, I ain't have a problem saying I was wrong for that. But if you can't be in condolences of what you're wrong for, I don't know what to say. Now, I'm going to give this man 5 more minutes because y'all took out of your time to come on here. That's why black people don't have respect for each other. See what I'm saying? Professionalism. Professionalism. Call people up. I'm starting to get like, this is how people do each other. See what I'm saying? Now you know why we ain't in power. I'm going to show you right now, in a few minutes, how you can talk to a black person all day long, text them, say, hey, this is what's going on. Yeah, this is what's going on. You believe him because he's black. They give you a time. They tell you what time I'm coming home. You tell them. You thinking, man, thanks. Ain't no money exchange. It's just out of love. Ain't no money coming out of this. in my pocket, I'm not getting none of the 29 and the 35 and the 45. I ain't getting none of it. I ain't asked for none of it. I'm doing this out of love. And we have now went past the time I was told. Is that business? Can you do commercial trading when you deal with people like this? I want you to ask yourself that question, because it needs to be asked tomorrow, April 30th, at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex, 3000 Northwest 199th Street, Miami Gardens. Why the fuck you can't be on time? Somebody talk to me. Can't be on time. I didn't call it for you to be on. I was happy getting ready to go out on Friday. And here I am getting people riled up and no courtesy call. Now, you wonder why we don't have no businesses now. Now, I'm talking now. I don't even care if you come on now. You don't even have to come on. I'm cool with that now, because I'm thinking it's half an hour now. We talked about this, everybody. See, the thing with me is with black people, we can't be courteous to each other. That's why we don't have no business, because we trust in you, and then you screw your customers over. We already got a hard time with immigrants. We got to have a harder time with our own people. And then they're going to come around talking about, we got an economic plan for y'all. Okay, how? Hope tomorrow, April 20th, at the Betty T. Ferguson, y'all need to ask, how can that happen when we can't even get along? We can't be truthful. We can't. I'm thinking that, you know, we're going to be able to do this. I don't play with people's emotion, because we already too emotional. I deal with facts right now. The fact of the matter is, I'm going to talk hidden colors for you. Because the number I was told, if you on any number other than the one you gave me, because you gave me a number, I do not see that number right now. So I don't know what to say to anybody. I just feel I'm going to carry on, though. I'm going to carry on and prove to everybody who hang on with us, because it could be happy hour. Y'all could be drinking, getting down at the club. I'm going to try to keep this as sweet as I can. I thought time was of the essence to many of us. See, that's how you know we can't win a war. Time. Because, see, battle's done with time. See, when you do battle with an enemy, you look at the time. I know people say, oh, there's no time. But in battle, it's time. Oh, yes, it is. You must then never look up the strategy of battle. If you don't know there's a time restraint to battle, and you know when you lose and you have to exit out, that's how you know you ain't really ready for revolution. And it's the way we act today that is assured you can make. I mean, they just killed Prince. Doing the same. Matter of fact, he might have drugs in his system tomorrow. Sounds familiar? Yeah, I mean, you sign over your thing to Warner Brothers. I just found out now that the Black Congressional Congress, everybody, look this up. Claims are being made that they're being funded by privatizing the prisons funds. Now, how are you going to win when your Congressional Black Caucus is over there getting paid by the prison system? Man, I don't know if that's hidden, but it sure need to be put on some colored people. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. See, in order to have a real revolution, the people calling it got to be fulfillingly truthful. Meaning that your word is your bond. If I can't trust your word, what the fuck is the bond that y'all looking for in court and all this bond stuff? Ain't no bond. Your word is your bond. And since your word is full of shit, that's why we ain't got no businesses. That's why. That's why we ain't got no business. None. And the ones in Atlanta, Georgia, I've been there. Y'all treat each other like shit sometimes. Bet you won't go to no other place to act the way you act, what you're doing, what you do with your own people. Hidden colors. A man, talked about the indigenous people. Chief Warhorse, if you're listening, please call. Because the indigenous people seeing black people coming, those Spanish people. If y'all think all the Spanish people look white, y'all need to do some research. Because I got the document. I'll put it on tomorrow. But nope, I don't want you to look at this shit tomorrow. I want you to go to the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex, 3000 Northwest 199th Street, Miami Gardens. Y'all know about Miami Gardens in the news here. Shooting galore. Black folks killing. I wonder how many going to want to know their hidden colors. The only colors I'm seeing is blood in the streets of innocent young children. We got to have a town hall meeting on regular TV, y'all, not undercover meeting where the media just show you. They had it on prime time. It came on at 8 o'clock on a regular TV channel to show us how we killing each other in Miami. Somebody go up there to the Betty T. Ferguson Complex and Recreation Complex, 3000 Northwest 199th Street, Miami Gardens, and ask him how we going to stop that. After all said and done, Chicago, y'all going to be – I got Detroit coming on Wednesday night with the poets. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Rodney Rose. See, I don't deal with just a few. I deal with the 10 regions. Thank you, Rodney. I'm going to have Detroit coming on this Wednesday. All poets across the 10 regions, you are invited to. In the beginning was the word, and the word, the spoken word became flesh. Because it all starts with the word. See, your word is your bond. That's why we ain't got no business. Can't trust you. I want to know why they couldn't all get together. If I can't get them to come on and answer, why they couldn't all get together? We had some of the brightest minds on Hidden Colors. Nas, you mean, is Nas broke? I don't know. Francis Quest broke? I don't know. Claude Anderson, are you broke? I don't know. I know what you said. You said we were going to be a permanent underclass. I mean, that's in his books. I read it. Did y'all read it? I don't know. I'm going to do a poem called I Don't Know. Did you do it? I don't know. Shahzad Zahad Ali. I don't know. I love the lady, but you know, she get hyped. She PMSing. That might be what Dr. Jamila was talking about. I'm not crazy. I'm just what? PMSing. Because she be going off. Francis Quest lover. There's words that Francis Quest, I'm not sure. I was hoping he'd come on so I could ask him. There was a report. It could be false because it was on Facebook that Brother Tariq Nasheed had to pay for Francis Quest's funeral. If that's the case, an educator at a prominent collegiate college, I'm thinking they got to be least over $80,000, $90,000 a year in salary. I'm not sure. That's what I see when I look up for jobs. Then we got your boy, Umar Johnson. He wanted a school. What happened? You mean he couldn't get funding for a school? Somebody talk to me. He get caught up in some pussy game. That's why I say y'all better keep an eye on Tariq down here in Miami. He don't take him to South Beach, y'all. Don't take him to South Beach, and don't take him to King of Diamonds. He might not come out. Don't take him to King of Diamonds. He may not come out. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Unreal. Anyway. I'm going to take a few of y'all calls because y'all hung in there with us. I appreciate y'all so much for hanging in there. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's sad, but this is what goes on when you're dealing in commerce with black people. 7950, thank you for hanging on.
Yes, I was just like to say that, you know, you did contact us at the last minute, and I have children and I had other obligations, but I am here live with you, and I'm waiting to hear the word.
Right. I mean, it ain't my. I'm doing what a radio station is asked to do, and I did it because I'm feeling it's a noble cause to have our people at least listen to what got to be said. But it ain't my fault. Don't blame me. That's why y'all always want to kill the messenger. 7172. You on the air? 7172. You on the air? Okay, they just listening. They got their hands up. 8848, you on the air.
Hey, Brother Dry Bones, it's me, Malika.
What's up? Love you, sister, for coming on. Appreciate you joining
on this
special
party. I love
you, too. I ain't going to hold everybody long, but I'm a player. I got a clip for everybody so they can ask about that later on. I ain't going to hold everybody long. Now. Go ahead, sister.
I'm like putting two and two together here with Prince. And I don't know why the hell. Let me tell you something. He was very conscious and he knew because of everything that he went through with the record label. But there's an interview that I'm gonna get that YouTube excerpt and I'm gonna pass it on to your wall so people can see it and yourself. In reference to him talking about chemtrails, about the industry, why would he go and turn around and with the same people that have screwed him over, turn around and give himself to them?
Well, like I said before, I don't know why he was signed to Warner Brothers. That's going to be talked about Sunday. By that time, we'll get the autopsy. I don't want to get too deep because autopsy was done today. Everybody.
Well, they're saying that he overdosed. That's the latest one.
I know what they're saying, but that's going to be for Queen Elizabeth. She's going to eat the organs. Yeah, I'll talk about that on Sunday. I can't talk about that now on Sunday. Yeah. That's what it'll be instead of. Y'all play with it if you want to. Y'all play with it if you want to. But I bet you won't play with it. 7718, you're on the air.
Hey, brother.
What's up?
Hey. This is Tariq Nasheed.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Bro, I was about to have all that. That's not the number that me and my man talked about. Me and my man talked about another number, but I'm so glad because I feel like now I need to say, I'm sorry. I went overboard. My man, Tariq Nasheed, I hope you heard everything I was saying because guess what? It's all going to be on you tomorrow at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex at 3000 Northwest, 99 Southwest, Miami Gardens. Thank you. What's going on, bro? Yeah.
I've been listening for a little bit. I heard a little shade thrown my way. I didn't hear too much. Sound like a little shade, but I'm here to clear everything up. So what's going on, man? So what do we got? What issues are we having? What's the deal?
I'm just creating what the books say. Controversy. Controversy is needed for them to come out and see for themselves. You lay the ground floor. Now you're gonna build. You got one, two, and three. It's on you. You're the one to build it. I'm glad to have you on. Dry Bones.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. It's definitely my pleasure, man. So, you know, I've been down here to Miami before, but tomorrow, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff about empowering the community and just really get the word out there because we got to speak empowerment into our people. We got to be repetitious about building and empowering ourselves. I'm really about actually going out and doing something tangible because we talk a lot, but when it comes to getting out there, putting in the work, that's when we start slacking off. So I'm here to motivate us to get out here and put in more work and build in our communities. Hello? 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 Yo?
Go ahead. Go ahead. We got phone. You know, we on Blog Talk, so you may have a phone. You don't know, transmit, but you are talking to all over the country. I appreciate it. This is called the More Us Tour. Explain to people how that came to you.
Okay, can you hear me pretty good, brother? Because I can
hear you. I hear you better. I hear you better.
Okay. Okay, so the More Us Tour. Yeah, the More Us Tour is based on a website app that I have created that's coming out in June called More Us, M-O-O-R-U-S. And it's basically a website that's going to rival Facebook and Twitter and be all about black empowerment because when we use Facebook and Twitter, Facebook has become FedBook. Facebook gives all your information to the feds. Facebook, they have informants on there. Facebook, when you're trying to empower yourself, they will delete your pages. They put people in Facebook jail. If you're talking about black empowerment. So we created our own website that we can use, that we can talk about empowerment without worrying about getting banned. Because when it comes to black people, they will let us post twerk videos on Facebook and let that get 50 million views. They'll let us post fight videos and let that get 100 million views. But let us start talking about building some money, building wealth, building educational facilities. Then all of a sudden we wake up and our pages are gone. So we created a site called More Us that's going to be out in June, and that's what the tour is about, being self-sufficient and weaning ourselves off those in the dominant society.
Now I'm a 100 with that, because we need to have security far as information goes. So that's something that probably need to be discussed. I hope all you techies out there, all my FIU, UM, go there, go to the C, because this is for you geeks out there. I love y'all, because y'all are on the cutting edge of technology, and you know where we're going. Let me ask you, man, many of us have never heard of you. I have, until you came out with this 1, 2, and 3 of Hidden Colors. Could you just give the people a little bit about who you are? Because, again, outside of Hidden Colors, there may be some who know, but I really was shocked what you was able to pull off dealing with the Eagles of our people. That was amazing. I'm going to give you much credit. That's hard to do. So just give the people a little bit about that.
Yeah, now before Hidden Colors, you know, I was a New York Times bestselling author. So, you know, a lot of people bought my books. I had several bestselling books out. I've done several television shows on mainstream television, and I did relationship and dating books. So I had a pretty big audience globally doing that. And one thing I noticed about dating and relationships, everything would always go back to race. People would ask me stuff about race as it pertained to dating and relationships, because relationships and race go hand in hand. This is why we had miscegenation laws, and they had laws against who can procreate with what group and what race. So I wanted to delve into race wholeheartedly and with both feet. So what I did, instead of writing a book about racial issues, I wanted to do a documentary about it, because I know we have a short attention span as a group. So I got some of the best scholars that I looked up to, like Francis Cress Welsing, a lot of the people who were retired. My man, Claude Anderson, when we got him, he was basically retired. James Small, people like that, they were basically retired, because they've been trying to wake people up for years. And, you know, a lot of it's kind of hard to get us to listen. So I wanted to get these same scholars that's been in the game for years trying to wake us up and give them a forum that can be relatable to a younger audience. So I got them, and I got a lot of rappers in these documentaries, and I put them all together. Then I broke the information down and made it easily digestible, and that's where the Hidden Colors series was born. And that series has become the most successful Black history documentary ever.
Ever. Now, again, some of your guests have been on our program. Like I said earlier, we have had many of them on, and we have discussed this, because I think you've laid the great debate on who we and what role we played in all of this. I'm not going to get in that today, because I want you to do your thing tomorrow. So they want to hear a lot more. I'm just going to give you what he needs to have you to do to come to hear him tomorrow at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex, 3000 Northwest 199. That is Miami Gardens. That's the home of Jazz in the Garden, y'all. He's going to be up there with the brothers and sisters up there doing what he need to do. Take notes. Analyze and ask questions, because this man is in the know. I ain't going to lie to nobody. Let's talk deep, man, because I don't know if they told you about our program, but we deal with all stuff, the Masons, everything, the Egyptians, the Hebrews, the Yah. Now, you brought in the Yahweh this last time, and those of you who was around in Miami, which was the home of Yahweh, the headquarters.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was there. I don't even want to go there. I'm not even going to go there now. I just want you to do your talking. It was a very successful movement. Unfortunately, he went to Miami Beach. And those of you know, we were just at the meeting in Miami Beach, and they still rolling out against. I told you Cubans, they were coming after you. Y'all didn't want to hear me. But I told you who ruling.
Yes.
But y'all don't want to hear me. The beach is ruled by something that you don't have no clue about. But let's go anyway. After that, what do you see economically? Because you coming with the I read what they have on the banner. They say economic master. What do you talked to Claude Anderson, who was under Jimmy Carter. He actually said we going to be a permanent underclass. I mean, have you ever asked him why would he make a statement like that?
No, because it's true. Listen to what he's saying. This brother has he's predicted so much about our society back in the 70s. This brother said, he said the Hispanics are going to overrule us as far as being second-class
yeah.
citizens, and they did. He was right on the money. He said it the exact year, decade.
Right on the money.
On the money.
Right,
so, yeah,
the
this
money.
Brother wasn't telling
the
lie. And now the Asian community has risen over us. Look at what just happened with Peter Liang up there in New York City. Now the
mm-hmm.
Asians can kill us with impunity and have the jury and the court
right.
system on their side because they use their economy. The Asian community, they don't vote like that. They're not big voters. They use their money, though. And, see, we think, black people, we think we can go out here and vote and hug up with Hillary Clinton and run up under Bernie Sanders and not put no money behind these people and get stuff done. And we fall in the same trick bag every time. We have to get our money game together.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that because, again, I tell people before, if you heard my diatribe earlier, I said he definitely know what happened to get these people together. And Brother Carl, again, if you didn't hear me earlier before I went into my diatribe, I said we give you thanks for bringing people down here. It takes a lot to do that. That's KDK Entertainment. Those of you want to get in touch with him, that's KDK Entertainment 15 at Gmail. It takes a lot to bring people down here of prominence, and y'all support what's going on. And Brother, keep doing what you need to do to make things happen. And again, don't listen. I always close people out when they tell me we ain't going to be able to do it. So, again, appreciate that. Now, let's get deep. You made some
yeah.
things. And Hidden Colors, is to me, is a very debate. Put it out there. Where do you see black people's play in all this? I mean, you know, the Moors were not all good people.
Well, see, let's look at the word Moor. See, people got this habit of thinking that the Moors who were in Europe were somehow different from other black people. Moor
mm-hmm.
was just a term that they used for all black people. That was a descriptive
right.
term. The Moors in mm-hmm. Europe did not call themselves Moors. As a matter of fact, when you look at slave records and census records of the United States, the word Moor and Negro was interchangeable for us. We even talked
right.
about people like Tom Molyneux, who was a boxer here from Virginia. They called him a Moor. They called a lot of us Moors over here. Then they just started using the term Negro and black. So Moor was an all-descriptive term for all black people. So when we talk about the people who are Moors in Europe, when they got pushed out of Europe, the Islamized black people, they went back into Africa, and there was not any type of sentimental value with Africa or connection with Africa anymore because they'd been pushed out. They'd been living in Europe for 800 years. So when they got back into
mm-hmm.
Africa, there was a lot of conflict because there was no sentimental value. Our brother John Henry Clark talked about that. And that
That's
created
right.
a lot of beef that the European eventually went in and exploited for their own benefit.
And again, and I'm glad you have talked about this. That's why I tell people we have a sentimental view on blacks, the word black, in this country, and we seem to romanticize it. We don't have many scholars on here. And again, I hope you get more people. Dr. David Himmeltep, famous book,
oh, yeah.
Africans in America First. He's been on the show many times. He's a good friend of ours. You know, it's definitely a debate because the indigenous black natives here have a different view of what actually took place in their minds. Chief Warhorse of the Choctaw people in New Orleans, they call them Negro Europeans. They say them Negro Europeans were very brutal. And so we now need to sit down because what you brought to the table, and let's analyze now at a higher level because you did bring it to the table. This is the most talked about documentary in America for
yes,
our people.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I'm
indeed.
Not going to take
and
that away. Oh, yes.
Yes, and you brought up a very good point, brother. There were a lot of Africanized people here before the Europeans, and we really got to look into that. You had the Ouachita Moors. You had the Delaware Moors. You had the Seminoles. I mean, the Seminoles.
That's
were
right.
All
Seminoles.
Black.
John Horse. That's right.
John Horse, all those brothers out here, right here in Florida, the jet black. When Andrew Jackson came down here, he said out of his own mouth, I thought I was down there to fight Native Americans. I saw a bunch of niggas. So we got to really look into that. And there are treaties like the Treaty of 1866 that says that freedmen, black people were supposed to get some of the same benefits as the Native Americans because we lived among them. And those treaties are still valid because you have a lot of these so-called white fake Native Americans getting all these governmental benefits, and they systematically exclude us away from that. We need to start looking into those treaties, and Brother Claude Anderson talks a lot about those treaties. So this is why we have the dialogue on the table, so that we can look into some of the laws and the rules and the documents that set up that nobody talks about.
Exactly. Can y'all hear him? I think he went out. Did he go out? Please don't go out. He's doing so good.
I'm here.
Oh, now you're doing so good. Now, I know your time is, I don't know what much time you have, and I know you're a busy man. Carl, do not take him out to South Beach. I'm telling you, we don't want no problems.
No, I've been here before. Bro, I've been here before.
I'm just messing with you, man. I know you're busy. Yeah, we just have fun.
I'm not a street club type of dude. That's not my thing.
No, I'm just having fun because everybody comes out here. It's such a lucrative amount of fun down here in the sunshine. It's just fun. You've been here. You know how it could be. Now, let me ask you this. Let's get about topics I want to talk about while I got you. The $20 bill and what you thought about Prince and what took place. Your thoughts on that. But first, let's do the $20 bill. What's your thoughts on that?
Interesting. Yeah. The $20 bill, there were some women's groups who wanted to get a woman on the $20 bill. And at first, a lot of people don't know this, they wanted to put Margaret Sanger on the $20 bill. I want people to Google that.
Yeah.
Margaret Sanger was a white supremacist eugenicist who wanted to kill black people.
Planned Parenthood, eugenics.
Planned Parenthood, exactly. They changed the name from eugenics to Planned Parenthood. This woman was one of the most evil women in the United States. She wanted to kill black people, and they wanted to put her on the $20 bill, and a lot of black people who knew the game said, no, you cannot do that. So the white supremacists said, okay, well, we'll do a backhanded compromise. We'll put a black woman on there. Now, instead of getting a black woman like C.J. Walker, Madam C.J. Walker would have been a perfect choice to put on the dollar bill. She was the first self-made female millionaire in this country. That would have been a perfect choice, but they chose to put a slave on there, which is symbolic of how they want us to remain in slavery. Now, we love Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was a great sister, but this was the trick bag. They put Harriet Tubman on the front of the $20 bill, but they're still going to put Andrew Jackson on the back. They're not taking him off that $20 bill completely. So now what you're going to get when that money comes out, you're going to have a slave on one side and a slave owner on the other side. That's the trick bag. And you can't commemorate.
And that's alchemy, y'all. On Sunday, we'll talk about that on the Helios on Sunday. It's alchemy. They're using alchemy on you with the money. So y'all better prepare, because it makes no sense to have an indigenous killer. He was an Indian killer. Jacksonville is named after him. And because of that, y'all can see what's going on. Man, lovely stuff. Now, let me ask you, this is going around the country. So those of you in the 10 regions who are listening, I'm sure he'll be coming to your area whenever the time permits. What is the objective? Are you going across the country? How's this to be administered?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a nationwide tour. I will be in New York Monday. Then I'll be in Dallas Friday, then I'll be in Houston next Saturday. So I'm all over the country with this.
Well, that's something that I hope y'all listening in 10 regions, there he will be there. Please support those who are hosting this. So that will be a successful event. I want to have as much time as you tell me, because do you have more time? Because there's a lot of stuff out here. We're glad to have people. The lines are lit up. Those of you on the internet, 626-414-3504. We appreciate y'all holding on. Again, see how long when you hang in there. Even if the numbers is wrong, I end up clicking on the right number. So we are happy for that. Could I get a couple people? They want to. Are you up to taking any callers?
I got about 10 more minutes. So we can take.
Okay, y'all. If you don't say your question, y'all, within the first 20 seconds, I will have to interrupt, because the lines are lit. I'm going to go to 6244. 6244, you on the air. Make your question to our brother, Tariq Nasheed of Hidden Colors. Go ahead.
Peace, brother. Peace. This is Chauncey, GMOG Media. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
All right, yes, sir, yes, sir. Peace, Brother Tariq, Brother Dry Bones, Brother Carl. So I just definitely want to give you guys a shout out for what you guys are doing. You know, as far as the Hidden Colors, things of that nature, I was responsible for bringing Hidden Colors 3 down to South Florida back in 2014.
That's right. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, I made a connection with Brother Carl when I found that you were coming down. And I was very excited, so I just wanted to connect with him and get him situated with some marketing, so I got him in touch with Brother Drybone. So just wanted to give you guys a shout-out and continue, guys, what you're doing. So that's basically
much respect
it.
To that,
beautiful,
so,
man. I'm glad. I picked your number not even knowing that was you, so that's a beautiful thing. I just seen Fort Lauderdale. I said somebody from Fort Lauderdale, where they going to be close to. I'm trying to hit only the MIA
yeah.
and Fort Lauderdale numbers because some of these numbers are out of town. So
yeah, no,
y'all bear with me. We trying to get y'all to come to here and stuff for it, but I appreciate you, brother. That's why we call it the Dry Bones Connection. See, we all
exactly.
connected. We don't know when it's gonna happen. Go ahead, brother. Wanna make a comment on that?
No, that's respect, man.
Yeah, we just glad. Brother, again, I know you got 10 minutes, so y'all I'm gonna give one more person a shot. Y'all make y'all comments quick. Don't play with it. 8228. You on the air.
God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a great, great video. I've seen a couple of them. But, you know, I say God bless because I'm a movie producer as well. My name is Rodney Rose. But God bless.
What's up, brother? Detroit. What's up, Detroit? What's happening?
Not much, baby.
You
always pick 1-3.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Well, I'll see you Wednesday. Let's do what we do. Go ahead. Think about Detroit. Let's talk about Detroit. I mean, to me, in my mind, man, and I'm just going to go with, I talked to a lot of people up there. It seems to be an experimental genocide.
Yeah, with that water thing up there, of course.
Yeah,
of
with
course.
With the water.
Yeah, they've always done that. They've always poisoned the water. I was just over in South Africa, and they got black people funneled into those townships with poisoned water, E. coli all in the water. So that's old. They used to do it with the lead poisoning, when they built those freeways all around
mm-hmm.
the black neighborhoods, and the lead from those cars used to kill people and get people sick, and they told those lies talking about black children were eating paint from walls. That was a lie. There was car fumes, and they knew that the fumes from the cars were going to start poisoning people. That's why they took the lead out of cars and made gas unleaded. So they got all types of tricks and techniques to poisoning people.
And that seems to be, and you covered a lot of that in some of the ones that you had about the, you talked about eugenics. I've seen it.
Yeah.
You also talked about the boule, but not, I think that's a private conversation because the boule has a lot to do with this.
I think the boule is very, very strange.
Go ahead.
I've been wanting to go into the boule in the Hidden Colors series. We've touched on them very briefly, I think in Hidden Colors 3. But,
right, you
yeah,
did.
And one of the next installments, I will go deeper into that. In Hidden Colors 4, we go deep into the NAACP. There's a lot of stuff about the NAACP people don't know about.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
you
and,
ain't got to tell me
dude,
that thing
yeah,
is true.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And that's what Mary Overton. Mary Overton was a Unitarian white woman started the NAACP. That was her thing, and she said the worker, y'all go to her works. Y'all, we did shows on it, so it's beautiful. I appreciate the mindset that you have, brother. Again, just when you thought it was going to get depressing that no, my man ain't show up, guess what? It was the other number. That's why you always got to look at your numbers because you never know
indeed.
When you're going to get the right person because guess what? We all are human, man. Hey, success tomorrow, brother. I know it's going to be good. Y'all come asking ready to hear, and ready to ask some questions, and ready to see what's going to work for us in the 21st century, man. Let me give you last words out before you have to go. What you got to say to us in the sunny Miami?
Man, I thank you so much for having me on the show, man. I love the brothers and sisters out here in Miami. There's a good independent black spirit out here that we need to tap back into. People don't understand that Miami was damn near 50% black when it was incorporated, and there was a fierce independent spirit that the white supremacists tried to stomp out here, and I just want to tap back into that because we got some powerful brothers and sisters out here, and we need to get them in a place where they can politic with other powerful brothers and sisters so that we can replace white supremacy with a system of justice out here.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that it's going to take some work. Gonna take some strategy,
yep.
Y'all. The word is strategy, and once you learn that, we might be able to move. And strategy means going into the war room and coming out saying we all agree. And I'm gonna leave it at that, brother. Much success.
Yep.
If you can get me in on 4, I guarantee you I got some stuff for you to hear. So please, again,
yes,
I appreciate you, brother Carl. Much love and success for what you're doing. That's KDK Entertainment at 15 Gmail. You want to reach somebody, want to bring it to your city, MIA, Brother Carl. Thank you. And Brother Chauncey, much love to everybody who listens. This is a special Friday. I know you could be at the happy hour, but guess what? You came on OE Dry Bones. I'm looking forward to you on Sunday when we do the Helios. But here we go. I want you to listen to one of our icons. I ain't going to leave you without no. We're going to listen to this. Listen to this.
Because we have not faced reality. Because we as a people live in a world of fantasy. And once we face reality and use religions properly, and once we understand how they are used by other people, and once we separate, not so much as separate, spirituality from religions, and understand that out of our spirituality came the world's religions, and that we have been naive and let people take from us the basis, the elements, make religions and come back and sell them to us. Once we understand that, and that we had a much better version of the same religions before their former creation, and then once we recover from the shock of discovering that we had something better than what was sold to us, rehashed from our elements, then go back and take the great spirituality we have and move with it. And once we understand what we were and where we are, we will understand what we have to be and where we still have to go. We are still thinking minority when we were never a minority. But we are letting minority people fool us into thinking minority. And we are literally being controlled by minorities who endear themselves to other minorities by demonstrating their ability to control us. And they control us by manipulating images through politics, religion, in the mass media. All right. The subject, admittedly, is dangerous, as religion is a delicate and dangerous subject, and it's even more delicate and dangerous when you're talking to people of African descent. Because where religion is concerned, we are a purist people. We are the true believers. We out-Pope the Pope and out-Muhammad Muhammad. We believe in things in its purest form, and we actually believe things are exactly what they say they're supposed to be. We have a humanity that actually makes us believe that people believe in democracy, and the inventors of it don't believe in it, And we had democracy before they think they invented it. And when they invent a fake version of it and sell it to us, we accept the fake version and neglect the genuine democracy that we have been living all along. Not only democracy, but humanity. And the least significant event would be the so-called discovery of the New World. The greatest event in the history of that period would be really the Africans and the Arabs, collectively called Moors, would lose their hold on Spain and be pushed out. Be pushed out of Spain, and they would lose the Mediterranean. They had blocked Europe in the Mediterranean. They had forced Europe out of the Mediterranean, and they had forced Europe into the Middle Ages. Now Europe had discovered longitude and latitude. It had come out of its box. They'd gone back to sea. They had learned some maritime techniques from the school at Salamanca, that the Africans had translated information from Spain. And they would turn on the very Africans who translated it for them and the very Arabs. The fight between the Africans and the Arabs would facilitate the rise of Europe. But except had the Africans and the Arabs got together at this point in history, fighting over various interpretations of Islam, they could have stopped Europe and stopped the slave trade, but instead of stopping the slave trade, the Arabs went into the slave trade, disgraced Islam, disgraced themselves, and left the Africans without protection, something which we should never forgive.
By chance, this girl ran came across a needle. Soon she did the same. At home, there's 17-year-old boys, and there I did fun. Been in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, holding a machine gun. Then everybody sees the whole time.